Chris, your thoughts?
Process was good. Obviously generated a lot of shot attempts, but gave up a few too many big chances at the wrong time and they capitalized.
Is there one thing specifically over the course of the evening that you felt went against you, or was just one of those nights?
Yeah, I think, like I said, just kind of gave up those AA-plus chances the other way and ended up in the back of the net. It was a long time since we generated a lot of shots like that and drew a play like that and won face-offs like that, so the process is good, but can't get impatient and ultimately get to a place where we're giving up those big on-man rush chances the other way. Any team will take advantage of that, especially a skilled young group like that. So.
And against the calls, the calls were right, but it seemed to take a little bit of your momentum out of your game in the first period.
Yeah, 1-1 against them too. And it was 1-1 after the first, right? So that's what happens, unfortunately. We had our looks, and it's definitely a weird first period, but game settled down a little bit, and we just, like I said, gave up a few too many big chances at the wrong time, and they capitalized.
Chris, everything looked really crisp, obviously, opening night, and things go really well for you guys. Did tonight just maybe feel like part of the learning process where, you guys are still kind of figuring things out with the coach and the system and all that?
I don't think it was an issue of structure. I think there were some, maybe bouncing pucks. And hockey's a little chaotic sometimes, and maybe I'd have to watch the game again, but if some of the stuff happens in the high ice around the blue lines, and sometimes you keep it in, you create a really great chance for your teammates, and sometimes it goes the other way. It felt like a few too many times went the other way at the wrong time for us, so I think there's, I learned to live to fight another day. But again, I thought the process was pretty good for us tonight for the most part.
All right, thanks, Chris.